بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أرسله الله تعالى إلى كافة للناس بشيرًا ونذيرًا وداعيًا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجًا منيرًا أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليمًا وقال الله سبحانه وتعالى المال والبنون زينة الحياة الدنيا والباقيات الصالحات خير عند ربك ثوابا وخير أملا وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الكيس من دان نفسه وعمل لما بعد الموت والعاجز من أتبع نفسه وهواها وتمنى على الله الأماني أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام Respected علماء کرام, dear brothers in Islam, indeed, it's a very joyous occasion for us to witness the month of Ramadan and also to witness a great day, Yawmul Jumu'ah, the day of Jumu'ah. We may have heard many times the fadila, the virtues, the importance of this day, sacred day. And I happened to go through one kitab, and I found some very interesting things regarding Jumu'ah. So I thought we'll share this with you. Before I can commence my bayan, we share one sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and a very great sunnah, very virtuous sunnah, that is miswak. Miswak doesn't have to be that we do. We have a habit of using our toothbrush. We can use the toothbrush. But we just take a miswak, a small piece, keep it in the pocket, the right, good size. A good size. Keep it in the pocket. And just do a bit of it like this. Just the sunnah is done. Doesn't have to be brushing all the teeth like up and down, inside and then. No. Just a little bit of rubbing on the teeth, the sunnah is done. A bit of miswak, toothbrush, doesn't matter. We continue with that. But the sunnah of miswak, we'll only get the fazilat of them and the sawab of miswak just by just rubbing a bit on the teeth. 70 benefits and virtues of miswak. 70. In various narrations, 70 virtues of miswak has been mentioned. You know, we take things sometimes very lightly. He said, and one of the 70 is that Allah Ta'ala reminds that person to utter the kalima at the time of his death. Allah usko maut ke waqt kalma yaad dilate, kalma naseeb farmate. What a great virtue, my dear brothers. The whole life of person spends, you know, end result what he wants is that he must go in this world from with iman. All the effort we are doing is to safeguard that great asset Allah has given us, the asset of iman. If a person can have his whole life, a life of piety, a life of obedience to Allah, obeying the commands of Allah, refraining from sins, preserving his iman, but at the last moment, if he goes away without iman, unfortunately, he has lost out everything. If a person his whole life, he spends in transgression, disobeying the commands of Allah, discarding the commands of Allah, And before death, he makes tawbah and repentance, and he goes with iman, he's the most fortunate person. So all what is going on in this world, all this effort, all the amals, all the ahkam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which Allah has ordained us to do, it is for us to preserve our iman. And miswak is one of the most important things you can see. What benefit a miswak has got. It doesn't take time also. Just a little while it takes. And we can buy a few, keep one in the bathroom. After we finish, just this. However, we're making wuzu, or keep one in the pocket as well. But what a great benefit and virtue Allah has mentioned about miswak. reminding the kalima, reminding easy for that person. At the time of his death, he will utter the kalima, La ilaha illallah. He will proclaim the oneness of Allah, the nabuwat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Prophet of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and go away from this world. فَمَنْ زُوْزِيَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازْ. Who has been saved from the fire of Jahannam and has entered Jannah, and that is the real success. Coming back to the fazilat of Durood Sharif, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrates, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, best amongst the days on which the sun rises. Sun rises every day. Best amongst the days on which the sun rises is the day of Jum'ah. Yamul Jum'ah. Amongst all the days, the day of Eid comes also, Eid al-Fitr, Eid al-Adha also comes. But the best amongst those days, all the days, is Yamul Jum'ah. He said, Hazrat Adam al-Sarwaslam was born on Jum'ah day, the day of Jum'ah. And he was entered into Jannah also, the day of Jum'ah. And he was taken out from Jannah, also on the day of Jum'ah. And on the day of Qiyamah, he also take off the day of Jum'ah. And he said, all the earth from different portions of the world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gathered together, so that you could create mankind. So all the earth that was gathered and put together, the completion of that work was also done of Yawmul Jum'ah. Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, the body was formed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that body was also formed on the day of, Jum'ah. And Abu Lubaba narrates that this Jum'ah, the day of Jum'ah, the leader and the most great of all the days. The fazilah of this day is more than the day of Yamul Eid, Yamul Fitr and Yamul Adha. He said, any person who passes on the day of Jum'ah, that fortunate person who passes over the day of Jum'ah, there's a narration of Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala, says, مَا مِن مُسْلِمٍ يَمُوتُ يَوْمَ الْجُمْعَةِ أَوْ لَيْلَةِ الْجُمْعَةِ إِلَّا وَقَاهُ اللَّهُ فِتْنَةَ الْقَبْرِ. He says, any Muslim who passes away on the day of Jum'ah, during the course of the day or in the night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save him from the adab of qabr, from the punishment of the grave. And the other fadila and virtue of this and importance of this day is that among all the Anbiya, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been made to the greatest of the Anbiya. Among us, the Malaika, the Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam is the Sayyidul Malaika, the greatest and the Imam of them, all the Malaika. Among all the kitabs which were revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Quran Majid, Quran Sharif is the Sayyidul Kutub. And amongst all the months, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made 12 months a year. He says the month of Ramadan is the Sayyidul Shuhur. The leader of all the months and the most greatest of all the months is Ramadan. And amongst the weeks, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the week and the day, the Yamul Jum'ah is the most important. And Hazrat Adam sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was entered into Jannah on the day of Jum'ah as well. And he was sent down on the earth also on Yamul Jum'ah. And he passed away also on Yamul Jum'ah. They say on this day of Jum'ah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts the dua of a person. There are very auspicious moments on the day of Jum'ah where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts the dua of a person. Say, وَفِي أَسَاعَةٌ لَا يَسْأَلُ الْعَبْدُ فِيهَا شَيْئًا إِلَّا أَتَّاهُ اللَّهُ مَا يَسَرْ مَا لَمْ يَسْأَلْ حَرَامًا. Whatever banda ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for in supplication and dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts the dua on the day of Jum'ah, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says you should not ask for haram stuff. Anything haram you ask, that dua will not be accepted. So these moments, they say, what are these moments? Where are these moments? Sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not expose it specifically that this is the moment. And that is at our benefit, at our advantage. Because if you mention one moment, then everybody will just rush for that moment and engage in dua and then stop the whole day. You'll be contented the whole day. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said this moment, that moment, like to Qadr as well. The hikmah of one of the people, wisdom of Allah is that it is said it's the odd night of the last Ashra. Did he specifically mention that it's this night? Because the ummah should not be just contented by making ibadah there one specific night and the whole Ashra they spent without making dua and engaging in ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, these moments of the acceptance of dua also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has hidden it, kept it a secret, that I won't expose it to you. But there are some signs, there are some narrations, and the elders of ulama have mentioned that there are some moments where very likely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts the dua. One of them is from the time the Imam Sahab goes on the minbar. The Imam goes on the minbar, he ascends on the minbar, and then until he descends from the minbar. After ascending, he makes it into the two khutbahs. And after khutbahs, completion of the two khutbahs, he descends from the minbar. This whole time also, whatever dua a person makes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts it. Especially those moments when he finishes one khutbah and sits down. And at that moment, the very short time we get between the two khutbahs, that moment Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts the dua of a person. And when the person glances at the Kaabatullah also, the first glance at Kaabatullah, Allah accepts the dua. That's in the narration. The first glance at Kaabatullah, Allah accepts the dua. So what dua should be made? Because glance is just a second or two, a few seconds. You glance it and that very moment the dua is made, that dua Allah is accepted. So what dua should be made? So ulama says, make such a dua which encompasses everything. With such a dua, once a dua can. Our needs are so many. We need so many things. We are muhtaj of Allah, we need of Allah. And we need from Allah, there's so many things. Various things we need from His ni'mat and bounties. So what should we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for? Oh, ulama said, Ya Allah, make me mustajabud dawat. Maybe amongst those bandas and your slaves, whose duas are accepted. So now whatever dua he'll make during the course of his life, Allah will accept that dua, and whatever he asks for, Allah will grant him. But if he says, Ya Allah, grant me the car, Ya Allah, grant me a good wife, grant me this, then time will finish. Because just at the glance, at the moment he glances, he must just make a short dua. 2 seconds, 3 seconds. So that time he just says, Ya Allah, make me mustajabu dawat. Make me amongst those pious people whose duas are accepted. And then when the course of his life, when you keep on making dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept all his dua by virtue of that hadith, which says, the first glance a person has is the Kaabatullah, Allah accepts his dua. Coming back to the thing, another hadith, maybe people will feel it very interesting. We say on the day and night of Jummah, Abu Dawud Sharif is among the 6 authentic kitabs of Ahadith. One is Abu Dawud Sharif. Abu Dawud. And in Abu Dawud is mentioned, a narration is mentioned that this a person on the day of Jummah, the night of Jummah, he will cohabit with his wife. After cohabiting, he will go in the bathroom and help the wife to have a ghusl also. Help her out. Make her make ghusl. Person himself makes ghusl. After making ghusl, he wakes up early during the course of the day and gets ready to go for Jummah. And he says, he sits near the imam and near the minbar. After this, he's always concentration, devotion is at the maximum. And he does not talk to anybody, not the gossip, but not talk. He just keeps quiet, his concentration, devotion towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he listens to the khutbah. So what is this person? At night he has intercourse with his wife. After that he helps her to have a bath. He himself also has a bath. And after that, early he walks to the masjid, he sits near the minbar, near the imam, and he has full devotion and concentration. He keeps himself secluded in dhikr and ibadat of Allah, and he doesn't gossip or do anything, do any worldly talk. He just keeps quiet. After completion of the Jummah, what fazilat will this man get? He said, every step this person will take, Every step this person took towards the masjid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him the sawab. We can fasting one full year. Every step. One full year of fasting, he will be given sawab of 1 year fasting. And not only that, he says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him the sawab of making ibadat the whole night, the whole year. Performing tahajjud and ibadat in the whole night. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him on every step. 1 year roza and 1 year ibadat, the whole night during the course of the year. Full year, complete year. So my dear brothers, these are the values and the benefits of Jummah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq that Allah, we engage ourselves. These are short amal and short actions which we engage in. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards us immensely. The reward is so great. See, sometimes we don't have, we have time to read Qul huwa Allah or send full Quran to our deceased parents. What do we do? Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, whoever will say Durood Sharif in the beginning and in the end, and in between, he reads three times, Qul huwa Allahu Ahad Surah Ikhlas, Qul huwa Allahu Ahad, Allahu Samad, Lam Yalid, Walam Yulad, Walam Yakun Lahu Kufuwan Ahad, Allah will grant you the sawab of the whole Quran. Complete Quran. So if he's going through the graveyard, remembers his deceased people, parents, or relatives, or associates, or our Muslim brothers, he just reads the shortcut three times, Qul huwa Allahu Ahad, Allahu Samad, Lam Yalid, Walam Yulad, Walam Yakun Lahu Kufuwan Ahad, Durood Sharif in the beginning, Durood Sharif in the end, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants the sawab one full Quran. So this is a mercy and rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was given to his ummah exceptionally. That there are short things which do make amal and we are engaged in, very short, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us immense rewards. And the unique thing about Durood Sharif is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Allah and his malaika and his angels are sending durood and salam to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It starts with Allah sending. Then he said, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you people of iman, sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. You also send durood and salam to him. Allah, the ayah in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in the ayah, that Allah sends durood and his malaika send durood first. There is no action. There is no amal and action. Anything besides Durood Sharif. You won't find it anywhere in Quran, in Hadith. Whereby this unique way is done that Allah is doing it, you also do it. For example, namaz. Not Allah reads namaz, so you also read namaz. Allah is going for hajj, you also go for hajj. It's not there. In this action, it's not there. Zakat, Allah gives zakat, you also give zakat. Allah makes zikr, you also make zikr. Durood Sharif is exceptionally one amal and one action. Exceptionally. That Allah says, Allah and Rasul and his malaika are sending durood. So, oh, you ummati, you also send durood and salutations to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the unique thing about Durood Sharif. So, my dear brothers, we Durood Sharif also, I would like to say one fazilat. I've been mentioning this before also. When a person writes Durood Sharif, he's an author or he writes Durood Sharif, he says, until that writing is there, exists on the paper. What if the Durood Sharif exists on the paper? They say, Malaika sent Durood Sharif and salams and Durood Sharif to that person as well. Until that thing remains, that can remain for years and years and years. If it's written with a ball pen, it's even raised to more and more, and the paper is good, of good quality, it will remain maybe a century also. So until the 1 century, the malaika will send durood to that person who has written the Durood Sharif. Before I know, now I've got 2 minutes left. I've mentioned this fazilat many times here, but for the benefit of the audience, I'll repeat it again. When the person reads Durood Sharif, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates an angel. Why, after reading Durood Sharif, Allah creates an angel. Malaika. That malaika's wings are so low, so big and huge. That one wing's end ends off in the east and the other in the west. And it's so huge in body that the head of the malaika touches the earth of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the legs are on the ground. That huge the malaika is. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands this malaika and angel again. Why don't now go in deep in the ocean of Nur? Go and dive in the ocean of Nur. That malaika now goes and dives in the ocean of Nur. And when the malaika comes out, it flutters its wings. You can imagine how big the wings are. So millions and millions of drops will be falling down. Of Noor will be falling down after flattening their wings. When a chicken goes in the water, a bird, and comes out and flattens, you will see the drops are falling down. Likewise, the wings of the Malaika, the Malaika will flatter the wings and the drops will fall down. Upon these drops falling down, whatever number they are, Allah knows best. In the millions and millions, maybe billions also. Allah creates, on every drop, Allah creates one angel, one Malaika. And that Malaika makes istighfar, seeks forgiveness for that person on the day of Qiyamah. Can you imagine, my dear brother? So this is the fazil of Durood Sharif. Allah give us tawfiq to engage ourselves in the recitation of Durood Sharif, especially the day of Jummah. Yawmul Jummah is very important. It attaches a lot of importance with Durood Sharif. And we should read Durood Sharif in abundance throughout our life. But Yawmul Jummah is exceptionally very, very important. We should try to read as much Durood Sharif as we can. As much Durood Sharif as we can. Durood Sharif is like a tonic. You see, it's got vitamin A, B, C, D. Doctor says there's deficiency in this. There's deficiency. I've been told you have deficiency of vitamin D. You see. So people have been told about you have got deficiency. We have got so much deficiencies. So if Durood Sharif is like vitamin, all vitamins are included in Durood Sharif. So whatever we need for spiritual nourishment, whatever we need in our lives, we need to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A spiritual nourishment, whatever we need, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we read in Durood Sharif in abundance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant us our needs. And Allah ta'ala will elevate our skala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant us a life of bliss and happiness, inshallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. Read a lot of Durood Sharif. You don't have to make wuzu also. You need to be, as long even you are bed sleeping also, you read sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Short Durood Sharif is sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There are many other virtues that I got, inshallah. Inshallah, on each day, I'll elaborate on a few more virtues that I got in mind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, time is up now. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. These are the moments which are fizzling away now. Our life is also fizzling away. It's just like a dream. Just imagine when we were young and dead. It's just like a dream. When you close our eyes and visualize, we see that no, days have just passed away. We don't know how they passed away. And today we have become old. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept what we have done in the month of Ramadan with our weaknesses, whatever is there, our shortcomings. But Allah is most merciful. Allah appreciates most when the banda does whatever he does. He knows the banda is very weak. My servant is very weak. Whatever banda does, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept. We hope Allah will accept, inshallah. And hope in Allah, inshallah, Allah will definitely accept our whatever the ibadat we made, whatever actions, good actions we have been, Allah accept, inshallah. Whatever form of ibadat we have done, Allah accept. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين